Backlash against Elon Musk, the head of the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency, continued this week. U.S. News and World Report is reporting that drivers have traded in a record number of Teslas. Tesla cars from model year 2017 or newer accounted for 1.4% of all vehicles traded in until March 15th. That number is up from 0.4% in March of last year. Analysts at Edmunds, the national car shopping website, predicted that share will grow through the second half of the month. It also reported Teslas made up 1.2% of vehicles traded in during Donald Trump's first month in office. The March trade-in numbers would be the highest monthly share Edmunds has on record of Tesla trade-ins toward new or used purchases at dealerships, not including trade-ins for new purchases of Teslas. Musk has been the subject of protests, demonstrations, and suspected arson as the Department of Government Efficiency has slashed spending in numerous government departments and cut thousands of federal jobs. Jessica Campbell, the head of Edmunds Insights, said brand loyalty is becoming a bigger question mark as factors such as Elon Musk's increasing public involvement in government, Tesla depreciation concerns, and its increased saturation in major metro areas leave some longtime owners feeling disconnected from the brand. In addition to this, a recall has been issued for nearly all Cybertrucks over stainless steel panels falling off the vehicle. Tesla said it expects the vehicle business to return to growth this year. In addition, Newsweek is reporting several top executives and board members at Tesla have sold significant portions of their stock holdings, according to filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Those sales have totaled more than $100 million. Also on the financial front, Tesla's stock value has dropped by 50% since December, costing the company $800 billion in its market cap, and costing Musk about $100 billion in net worth.